Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am very excited about our good friend Sarah Heiner being back on the show. Sarah's become one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She's a second-generation CEO of a great American publishing company, Bottom Line Publications. Their Bottom Line, their biweekly publication, Bottom Line Personal, is outstanding. And they got all the annuals, the women's annual, the Bottom Line Yearbook, and I don't know, a bunch of other stuff, the health breakthroughs, you name it. But it's a great story, and she joins us with some good stuff every month or so. Sarah, welcome back.
I always love being here.
We love having you on the show. So one of the things I like about you is you speak your mind. And that's something you guys reported on this week, that some people don't do that. Does that bollocks them up? Does that give them apoplexy? Does it cause their blood pressure to go up? What happens?
I think there are two groups of people. There's the group of people that speak their mind too much.
Like talk show host?
I don't know. There's a lot of that going on, or just what I call, you know, kind of verbal vomit. But I think that there's a whole bunch of people, what our article talked about actually, were the people that are afraid of speaking their mind, or they don't know how to speak their mind. And that's really tough for people. There were a number of factors that play into it. The number one I want to talk about, because I think stands out from the crowd, a lot of people don't speak their mind because they don't know what they want. If you ask people, what do you want? They think they do. They can talk about, I want $1 million or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they really want, and what do they want out of that conversation or interaction? They don't know what it is.
Are there some people who would rather be passive and sort of play that game than speak their mind and tell you what's really going on? You think that's a personality type?
There are some people who simply are uncomfortable disagreeing with other people. It might be the personality. It might be that they have some deep-seated issue, some abuse or some issue from their childhood or from the past that had them learn not to speak their mind.
Right.
So there are those people that
That's not healthy, though. It's not really healthy, though, is it?
Well, that's not. If you have a real deep issue with being able to, that they're afraid of disagreeing with others, that they're afraid of some retribution. So if you're deeply afraid, those people may need some therapy. But, you know, at the most basic, just I think, again, a lot of people, and depending on your generation, like a lot of women, depending on their age and their generation, it wasn't their choice.
No.
I've said this a lot. My mom, you know, so her generation, she grew up, she was second fiddle. That was her job, was to be second fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad died 5 years ago, 80-plus years old woman, first time in her life, it's her choice. What do I want?
Right.
Because she spent all her life, you know, in that generation, she didn't do it.
But I wonder how often, though, your dad, you know, and I don't want to sound like I'm standing up for him, but maybe I am a little bit. I wonder how many times he said, honey, what do you want? And she didn't tell him.
I agree, because I'm not sure. Again, I bet that happened more than you think. I think so, knowing who she is. She's the most supportive, loving, intelligent woman.
I've been through that before,
and the guy winds up looking
like a bully when all he did was take action when nobody else said, I want this.
Well, or sometimes it just doesn't matter. If my family says, where do you want to go to eat tonight? I don't care. I'll go wherever you want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't matter. But
that drives me crazy. Surely you got an opinion where you want to eat.
You know, sometimes it doesn't matter. Me, I don't care. It's just food, frankly. But I think there are other aspects to it as well. There are people that are just afraid of being uncomfortable. Public speaking is one of the most feared things in anybody's lives.
Well, of course, you're right. This speaking your mind thing is not just inside the family. It could be in the workplace or whatever, right?
Well, exactly. It's being able to speak up to a boss. It's being able to speak up to, you know, sometimes I see people that are in these dysfunctional friendships where they hang around, they keep friends that they really are not great friends. They're not help. The friend is not helping them be their best. And they're afraid to hurt the friend. They're afraid to have the friend be mad at them.
I like what you said about not knowing what you want. So, folks, I think my advice would be determine what you want. And ask for that. Say, this is what I want. Now, that's not what we have to do. We can compromise, but this is what I want. I'm putting my stake in the ground. What do you think,
Sarah? I agree. And it's, you know, it's not only, you know, figuring out what you want. It's knowing that you have permission to have that voice in the relationship, right?
Right.
Or in the world. What do you want? What are your goals? We're terrible at setting goals. We're terrible at knowing where we want to go.
I saw a great documentary on Mr. Rogers the other day on television. We're going to talk about some lessons we can learn from Mr. Rogers after the break. This was in the Bottom Line Personal, folks. I told you it was good. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.